Why have you decided not to run for lieutenant governor?
Well, I think the main thing is I just, you know, it wasn't in my heart to do it. You know, I just didn't have the fire in the belly. You know, I started out because I, you know, wanted to do it. But, you know, I've been traveling around the state since I was a freshman in the General Assembly. So, you know, I've been around the state for 7 years, and I've sacrificed a lot to myself financially and to my family. And at the end of the day, I made a decision that, you know what, I just want to be back to being a normal person and spending more time with my girls and spend more time with my parents. And I'm comfortable. It's a load off my shoulders, and I'm excited to move into a new chapter.
You were pretty much the front runner in this race, and any concern about being criticized for shirking responsibility to the party to make sure the GOP holds
on
to it?
I don't think anybody can accuse me of shirking responsibility to the party. I mean, I've dedicated the last 6-7 years of my life to being tirelessly supportive for the party. But there's one thing that's more important than the party, and that's my family. And it's hands down more important. And sometimes I lost track of that. And you know, I'm just not going to make the same mistake twice.
I think I saw one report that said that it may be the end of your marriage might have been maybe a wake-up call to perhaps not do this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it played a role. You know, I mean, I was struggling with it before then. But clearly, you know, Kelly and I were married for 18 years. She, you know, she's still my dear friend. But, you know, I probably didn't spend as much time as I should with her. And I missed some things with the kids that I shouldn't have missed. I think it kind of was, you know, at the end of the day, though, my kids said, if Dad, if you want to run, we'll campaign for you and, we'll, you know, we'll work for you. Kelly even said, Steve, if you want to run, I'll campaign for you. But at the end of the day, it just wasn't in my heart, you know. I mean, like, for example, before I got into politics, about every 6 months, I would go somewhere with my dad and my brother, just us three, you know, and I haven't done that up in this September, 3 months ago, was the first time I'd really done that in about 6 years. And you know, I realized this September, I was like, I miss this. You know, I want this back. So, to me, it became an easy decision. And so I may shock a lot of people, but the people that were closest to me, my staff, my family, they saw it coming. So,
how did the caucus respond? I assume you shared this news with them?
Yeah, I did. I mean, very, very well. I mean, you know, I gave a little speech, and they, I think, gave me 2 standing ovations, which was very humbling. You know, I mean, keep in mind, I had the endorsement of every one of the House members. Now, you talk to a former speaker, and it's pretty tough to have the support of every House member, but I was able to do it, and I just treasure their friendship and their support, and told them I'm sorry if I let them down, but it's just not in my heart to do this, and they were just fantastic.
Did you have a discussion with either Peter Kinder or with anyone else that might be interested in taking the mantle of GOP lieutenant governor nominee?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Peter about it, and he is, I think, laser focused on being the next governor of the state of Missouri. And, you know, after I made the decision, I did talk to Ed Martin to see if he was interested. Ed's a longtime friend of mine. But at the end of the day, we've got a lot of quality Republicans out there. And there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to field a talented candidate for lieutenant governor that's going to win in November.
Do you anticipate eventually making an endorsement in that race?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I probably will. If Ed chooses to run, I would probably endorse Ed. You know, it's one of those things that I'm going to be an active part of the Republican Party for quite some time.
What about the money you've raised? What will you do with that?
I haven't really thought through that yet, you know. I'm at the early stages of making the announcement, so, you know, I'm more focused on what I'm going to do this weekend with the family than I am really about that. But I'm going to sit down with my staff, and we'll make a decision.
Okay. You are still going to be House Speaker. What happens after your time is up in the Missouri House? What's the next chapter?
Just being a normal citizen. I'm going to be engaged in the political process. I'll probably go back to seeing more patients. I'm looking forward to a new chapter.
Okay. Anything else you want to throw in?
That's it.